There's a good atmosphere at the matches and the crack's normally great.
We just love the team and well, you know, they've been through a bad spell for a couple of years. We've been here a long, long time.
Just because I like football and I like playing it and I like to watch it as well. I just like playing with everybody and passing the ball and just scoring. Get with your friends and ask them if they want to go to a match because it doesn't really cost as much.
The atmosphere's great.
It's really enjoyable.
I mean, back when Derry came in and back in the league football in about the 80s, there were thousands and thousands of Derry women, not only went to the Brandy Wall, but went to the away matches and so on.
What's great with us, be the priest sitting in front of us, but I'm telling you, it doesn't stop the language.
And then we all sit as a group of friends, you know, me and Eleanor and another friend, Teresa McBride, and her husband's all common. We've been friends from when we were young, and we've all came to the matches kind of together, and you know, we just have great crack. We just love it.
We have two husbands sitting in front of us. They need earplugs.
They make a laugh off us right enough. We're having good voices, you see.
Encourage more women to come out of it, but the same way you encourage more men. The come out, we want to sort of an attractive team that's winning games.
Good looking fellas like the Welsh man beside me here, and Jerry Canning on the other side of me.
Just a crack, the fun. Now, Derry girls, what else can you say, you know?
We could have more. Bring their husbands, their wives, their brothers and sisters, and everybody support your own team.
You know, if the Derry team starts, you know, hitting the note again, I mean, I see no reason why they couldn't make a successful pitch to the women of the town to come along and support the team. There's certainly quite a number of women who go regularly. It's a small minority, of course, but they are there, and they play a full part. And they, at the Brandywell, and if it wasn't for the women and the serving tea at half time, I know that's a very traditional and patronising role for women, but nevertheless it's very necessary too, and there's a lot of women quite committed to Derry City, so it's I wouldn't rule out the possibility of seeing a couple of thousand Derry women back at the Brandywell, and I'd love it if there were.